100 terabytes found in software, and a hardware standard that challenges NVIDIA's moat. Cloudflare's write-up on recovering 100 terabytes of memory from its 1.1.1.1 DNS resolver without new hardware or architectural overhaul was one of the most technically celebrated posts of the day. The resolver handles hundreds of billions of queries per day, and engineers discovered that the data structure representing cached DNS records carried significant metadata overhead unnecessary for their specific access patterns. Redesigning the cache to strip that overhead freed memory at scale, roughly equivalent to the entire Library of Congress digital collection. At current cloud pricing, 100 terabytes of RAM represents between $1 and $2 million per year in avoided cost, and the optimization also improves latency. Less memory pressure means fewer cache evictions, higher hit rates, and faster DNS resolution for every 1.1.1.1 user globally. Practitioners in the HN thread, engineers from other DNS providers and CDNs, noted that the specific optimization applies to any high cardinality cache with structured values, making the post a broadly useful engineering reference rather than a Cloudflare-specific case study. Anthropic's model hardware standard preview landed with pointed timing. The proposal advocates for standardizing the interface between AI models and the hardware they run on, with USB cited as an explicit parallel. Just as USB allowed any peripheral to work with any computer, a model hardware standard would allow any AI model to run efficiently on any compliant accelerator. Currently, training a model on NVIDIA's CUDA platform creates deep hardware dependency because optimizations are CUDA-specific. A genuine standard would allow training on NVIDIA, deployment on AMD, and inference on custom silicon without re-optimization, directly threatening one of NVIDIA's most durable competitive moats. Whether or not the timing was deliberate, Anthropic publicly advocated for hardware portability the same week NVIDIA reportedly moved to consolidate its position in AI software distribution. That tension between a platform push by the hardware dominant and a portability push by a model developer is likely to define one of the more consequential infrastructure debates of the next several years. A separate post on bootstrappable builds from LWN extended the trust theme. The ability to verify that a compiled program corresponds to its source code, all the way down the build chain without relying on pre-existing binaries, a concern Ken Thompson raised in his 1984 Turing Award lecture, and that remains as relevant as ever.